我们一起打开圣经，我们看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians. 星期三，Nick得，你又得，希望如果你有飞呢，就你又得，记得去啊。And for the Nick's meeting on Wednesday night, if you have a ticket, I hope that you remember to go.你啲飛係好緊張啊！如果你係即係唔記得去，有事唔去得啊，即係盡量將個飛俾人啦啊！因為我哋相信係一個值得去嘅。And if you can't go and you have a ticket, I encourage you to give your ticket to somebody else because it would be a waste to have some empty seats at night. I think it would be a very encouraging time. 咁啊，請問邊個有飛會去啊？Who's gonna go? Oh, 真係。你哋識地點樣去嗎？ Do you know how to get there? 啊，如果唔識咧，我哋係可以派翻嗰啲傳單啦，啊，派翻啲後邊有曬啲巴士路線啦，派翻俾 Simon 啦。If you don't know and you need it, we'll give you back the slip that has all the buses and all the routes. 啊。我有12个免费车站啊，即系穿梭巴士嘅啊。There are 12 places, free buses, but hopefully there'll be a seat on those buses. 我亦都有发财车或者有私家车 ，and there's also others. So 如果你唔识后边走嘅时候咧，就可以攞翻个表。And if you don't know, if you're not sure, then look, 我哋原本谂住系包个车，但系冇人填表，得几个人话要，咁我哋话唔包车，得几个人冇意思。We were going to rent a bus, but nobody filled out the form, and maybe two or three people only said that they needed it, so we can't rent a whole bus for two or three people. So sorry. 咁我哋相信咧，阿 Nick 咧，佢嘅呢个生命咧系有骨气嘅一个嘅生命，你信唔信 ？I believe that Nick.Has a life that shows integrity and backbone. Do you think so? 佢係唔可以話佢即係佢個正直感咧，就可能冇認識佢咁清楚，但係肯定有骨氣嘅人。I don't know him personally, so about his integrity, I can't remark. But I know from his influence on people, he definitely has a man of backbone.咁啊，今日咧，我哋要睇圣经里边《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章，要睇到一个点样做骨气嘅、有正直嘅人。And so this morning in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we will talk about how to be a man of integrity or person of integrity and backbone. 嗰个主题叫坚贞不屈的气节。And I titled this message "Unyielding Integrity." 咁啊，希可能我发错音，坚贞不屈的气节，啱唔啱啊？啊，Unyielding Integrity， 啊，吓，坚贞，
坚贞不
屈
的气节，
气节系坚贞不屈的气节，啊。We look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 6. 弟兄们，你们自己原晓得，我们进到你们那里并不是徒然的。我们从前在腓立比被害受辱。这是你们知道的，然而还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈，但神既然严中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那察验我们心的神喜欢，因为我们从来没有用过 鹽味的話，這是你們知道的，也沒有藏著貪心，這是神可以作見證的。我們作基督的使徒，雖然可以叫人尊重，卻沒有向你們或向別人求榮耀。一起低頭祈禱。 Let's pray。 主耶穌，我們多謝你，我們今天可以看到你的話語，求你今天特別透過你的聖經當中呢，去再一次鼓勵我們，教導我們怎樣去做骨氣的有正直的靈的，是 有 愛主你的心，將今天的時間交託在你手裏面，求主使用，奉耶穌名求， Amen。 好，這個我們要看保羅在這裡讲紧佢自己嘅生命。So this morning we're looking at Paul's talking about his own life。咁佢系因为咧喺帖撒罗尼加有啲人系批评紧佢 ，and there are some people from Thessalonica who are accusing him。佢系批评佢嘅动机系唔好嘅，系所做嘅嘢系有企图 ，and they're accusing him of having improper motives and having trying to abuse people。保罗就在这里好像维护着自己的所做的一切。 And so it's like Paul is now giving a defense of the things that he did. 但其实他不是为自己去维护，他为了福音的缘故去维护。 But he's not defending himself, he's actually defending the gospel. 因为如果保罗做的事呢是有不好的动机或者是做错呢，其实他所传的福音就是没有意思的。 Because if Paul is has a place to be accused of, has fault, then the gospel that he's preaching is no good. You see, 他是为了福音的缘故，是要给我们知道这个福音是真实。And so for the sake of the gospel, he wants us to see that the gospel is true. 咁所以今天我们会看三方面，第一呢就是行为正直的人。We're going to look at three parts this morning. The first part is have integrity in action.第二呢，我们看动机准确的人。And the second, we're going to integrity in motives. 第三，我们言语干净的人。And the third we'll look at is integrity in speech. 所以我们是行为正直的，动机准确的，还有言语干净的。这三个目标挺好，是吧？ And so if we can have integrity in action, in motives, and in speech, these are three goals to look for, right?如果我们可以有一个这样的声誉，这样的生命，这样的品质，就是真的非常好。And if we can have that type of a reputation, or that type of a lifestyle and a character, then we have a very good thing. 因为是我们不是自己可以做得到，是因为神在我们里面我们做得到。 But we know that it's nothing that we can do on our own. It's God in us that does it through us. 美国以前有一个美式足球的教练是 Tom Landry， 他是这样说。 Tom Landry, the famous football coach in the United States, 他说我见到很多不同品质的人的球员的，如果我要揀一個呢，就是一個優勝的運動員，但是他品格是差的，還有一個馬馬虎虎的運動員，但是品格好的，我揀哪一個？ He said, I've seen the difference character makes in individual football players. Give me a choice between an outstanding athlete with poor character and a lesser athlete of good character, and I'll choose the latter every time.他说我每一次会揀那个不太优质的运动员，但是有品格的人。跟着他说，因为那个有品格的运动员呢，会发挥他的潜能，会尽忠的，会做得最好，但是有优胜那个但是马马虎虎的品格呢，是永远不会是尽忠，不会做得全力的。Because he said then, the athlete with good character will often perform to his fullest potential but be a successful football player, while the outstanding athlete with poor character will usually fail to play up to his potential and often won't even achieve average performance. 所以我们是觉得是什么最重要的，是品德品行的。 And so what's most important? It's your character, your inner being. 是吗？ 即係你嗰個天分，你嗰個智慧，你嗰個才能咧係其次嘅，品行係最緊要嘅。 And so your talents, your gifts, your abilities take a second place to your character. 保羅呢就係一個好有品行嘅人。 And Paul is a man with good character. 佢喺第一節，你睇到第一節，佢話佢去到帖撒羅尼加嗰啲人嘅時候咧，佢係所做嘅係並不是徒然的。 And he says that as he came to Thessalonica, that his work was not in vain.
不是徒然的，即是话工作唔会白费嘅。
And that means that his work was not a waste of time.
如果你做个工作，你觉得系白费，系徒然咧，即会做得好灰心。
If you do a job and you think it's a waste of time or in vain, you'll be very discouraged. 系咪？
但保罗他做的工作，他说我不是白费，不是徒然。
But Paul said, the work that I've done is not in vain, it's not a waste of time.
为什么呢? 因为他是有品行，按照个心去做，他是正直的人。
And the reason is because he has a man of character and he was following his values and his integrity.
你知道保罗 是做什么工作？他传福音，带人信耶稣。
And we know that the work that Paul was doing is he was preaching gospel and bringing people to Jesus.
于是他透过他的福音工作，他的生命，他的一切是没有徒然。
And so through his preaching, through his life, none of it was in vain.
如果你离开世界的时候，你可以有一个好的名声，说所做的是不白费。这个目标好不好？
When you leave this world at the end of your life and somebody can say to you that what you've done was not in vain, isn't that a great goal to achieve?
How
much do we do in life that's a waste of time and worthless?
保罗说是不白费，不讨厌的。 跟住第二節，佢講到喺腓立比嘅時候咧，佢所受被害受辱嘅。
And then it says in verse 2, when he was in Philippi, that how he suffered and was persecuted.
弟兄姊妹，我哋可能唔記得保羅咧，就去帖撒羅尼加之前咧，先喺腓立比所發生嘅事。
Maybe we're not familiar with what happened to Paul when he was in Philippi before he came to Thessalonica.
如果你係想知道，你可以打開《使徒行傳》16:22-24.
And you can turn in Acts chapter 16, verse 22-24, and you can see what happened to Paul.
因為如果佢嘅工作係反映到佢嘅內心，佢嘅遭遇都係會俾我哋知道更加明白佢嘅心態係點樣。
And if his work can illustrate to us what his attitude of his heart, then the things that he experienced will also show us what his heart was like.
所以喺第《使徒行傳》16:22-24係咁樣講。
And so in Acts chapter 16, verse 22-24, it says this.
众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，嘱咐禁卒严紧看守，禁卒领了这样的命，就把他们下在监里，两脚上了木扣。
So here it tells us how they were beaten with rods, thrown into prison, and put into the dungeon, and then had shackles on their legs.
我第一堂问有冇人被棍打，我唔知呢度有冇人被棍打。
In the first service, I ask if anybody's been beaten with rods. Has anybody here ever been beaten with rods?
冇啊，得你一个。
咁啊，舒唔舒服啊？
<笑>不用说，吓，被棍打好痛啊嘛！ 唔會流力嘅，即係我唔知係係，即係我會想諗，想知道個答案，不過我唔想經歷啊。I want to know the answer, but I don't want to experience it. 是哪一个是痛一点的？鞭打、棍打、藤条打。I don't know which is going to hurt more, but I don't want to go through the experience. Be beat with a rod, be whipped, or be what they do in Singapore with the caning, the switch. Yeah. Well,
都是痛的嘛。是不是痛到呢可能打完之后不行得又是瘀晒肿晒。
It's very painful, I'm sure, you know, he couldn't walk, he's black and blue, and, you know, sore all over.
如果你继续看《使徒行传》，你看到保罗、西拉在那个情景里面做什么？
And if you continue looking in the book of Acts, and you see, what did Paul and Silas do while they were in prison?
他在那里赞美耶稣，唱诗歌。
And they're just in there praising God and worshiping God.
跟着神开个监仓门给他走。
And then the Lord let them out of prison.
但是保罗就腓立比刚刚被棍打在监狱出来，就去到铁撒罗尼加，身上的伤，这个伤痕还在。
And so when Paul left prison from Philippi, he went to Thessalonica. He still had the bruises in his body.
他可能下不动，因为个肿晒的肌肉的痛。
And maybe he had trouble walking because he was still bruised and hurt and sore.
他是带着这样的身躯去到铁撒罗尼加跟他传耶稣的道。
And he brought his beaten body to Thessalonica and was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那如果是你和我们的动机不好，我们的心态不好，被人打，放弃，算数，回家睡觉。
And if it was you and I and we got beaten and we didn't have it, we weren't doing it for Christ, we'd go home and rest and say, I'm giving up on this Jesus stuff, I'm not going to preach anymore, am I?
保罗不是，他打完又传，传完又打，传完又打完又传，传完又打，打完又传，传完又打。
But Paul, you know, he was beat. He'd preach, he'd get beaten. He'd beaten, he'd preach. He'd get beaten, he'd preach. He just kept going.
你打他多啲，他传得多啲。You beat him more, he keeps preaching more. 他传得多啲，又被人打多啲。但是他跟住更加传。
And if he preaches more, he gets beat more, and then he preaches even more.
他的心是反映到出来，他不是假的，不是开心，是真正的，他有这个心要将福音传开。
So you can see his heart, he had a true heart that he wanted to just get the gospel preached out. He wasn't doing it for himself.
他没有为自己去做，他为将福音给别人去做。这个是很值得 去欣赏，我希望你们不用受他这些痛苦。
We can really appreciate what Paul did, and I hope that you don't have to go through it.
但事实上很多事我们传福音的时候或者为神做的事情是会受苦，是不是？
But the fact is, so often when we either preach the gospel or we try to live for Jesus Christ, we suffer.
是不是？我们会遇到很多的困难，很多的逆境的。
We will face many obstacles and many people against us.
你看帖撒罗尼加保罗继续讲在第二节。
Look what Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 at the end of the verse.
他说然而还是靠我们的神放不是对不起是放胆胆量在大争战中把神的福音传给你们。
He says that we even in the midst of these trials, in the war, in the battle, we continue to preach in boldly.
是不是？如果你看新译本，有些人隔离过有双排版新译本，新译本说在强烈的反对之下仍然放胆传福音。
In another translation it says that in a great opposition we continue to preach.
你有没有面对一些强烈反对？
Have you ever had great opposition?
人哋系唔认同你，唔喜欢你，系敌挡你。
Where people don't like you, they oppose you, they stand in your way.
我觉得强烈的反对之下，可能你信耶稣，屋企人强烈反对， Maybe you become a Christian and your family is greatly opposed.
或者你公司里边你要做基督徒，企得正，
其他人强烈反对。
Maybe in your workplace you want to be a Christian and other people are opposing you.
有冇试过强烈反对？你要有勇气，大胆继续为主去见证。
You need boldness to stand firm and to keep living for Jesus Christ.
在强烈反对的情况底下，可以磨练出睇到你真心，你嗰个真正的内涵。
You know, in the midst of opposition in trials, that's when we can really see the true heart.
因为我哋面对呢啲嘅困境，我哋面对痛苦，我哋喺一个征战嘅里边。我们可以真的经历到神的同在。
Because when we're facing trials, tribulations, and opposition, that's when we can truly experience Jesus in our life.
所以和合本说征战，即是很多的征战，是不是？可能是健康的征战，可能是家庭的征战，异类的征战。
In the Union Version, it says battles, andMany times we are fighting battles. Battles with health, battles in the family, battles in our flesh. We do fight many battles, don't we?
但在这些征战底下，我们可以继续依靠神，经历神的同在。
But in the midst of these battles, we can continue to trust in God and rely on God and be blessed by God.
I don't know if you...即係有冇經歷到保羅所講呢個嘅磨練咧？喺磨練當中有神同在。
I don't know if you've ever experienced having this type of trial that Paul is talking about, but in the midst of the trial, experiencing God.
你可以睇得到一啲人係有經歷到咧喺痛苦嘅裏邊經歷到神嘅平安喜樂。爱心，同埋一啲人咧系冇经历过，即系讲有平安有喜乐，系咪有分别
？Have you ever seen the difference between somebody who's been through trials and tribulation and talks about peace and love and joy, and somebody who's never had any experience of it and just talking about peace and love and joy？
有冇分别啊？两个人有，因为你经历到痛苦嘅时候，跟住有神嚟安慰，有神将平安俾你。比起落你咧，你就亲身体验到系好实在。你冇经历，你净系讲系好飘忽，好浮动。
So when somebody has really experienced difficulties, and then they experience the love and the peace and the joy that Jesus gives in the trial, that's a true solid thing to hold on to. Somebody that's never experienced and they're just talking about it, it's just kind of up there floating around.
耶稣是很实在，保罗是经历到，是实质的、啊、有时我们为了信耶稣要愿意受苦。
You know, sometimes as Christians we need to be willing to suffer,
但是受苦的时候有神同在。
But as we suffer, we have God with us.
强烈反对之下可以经历神。
Even in the midst of great opposition, you can still believe in Jesus.
有一样嘢强烈反对呢，你会睇到保罗呢就系做得好好。
There's something that Paul did that was wonderful, very good in the midst of opposition.
佢系是就是，不是就不是。
He knew the difference between yes and no.
佢系啱就啱，唔啱就唔啱。
And to him, right and wrong was very clear.
所以无论系咩环境，佢都要做得啱。
And so, no matter what the situation, Paul wanted to do the right thing.
佢唔会因为环境不佳就系妥协做唔啱。
And he wouldn't give in just because of the environment to go and do something that's wrong.
所以保罗咧就喺呢方面做得好，就系应该做就做，无论咩环境都好，我应该咁样做我就做。
And so Paul had that conviction that no matter what the situation, if I'm going to do right, no matter what.
你有没有那种的心态呢？
澳門係一個好得意嘅社會嘅，唔知你同唔同意啊
？Macau is a very unique society.
澳門係一個嘅隻隻博、隻眼開、隻眼閉嘅一個社會。
You know, Macau is a place where we just get by with what we can do, you know, and shave a little bit off the top. You know, have one eye open and one eye closed.
澳門係一個仲係有好多行後門或者台底交易嘅搞掂嘅。識有邊個係有關係就即係靠曬佢咧，唔使做咁多功夫。
You know, Macau is still a place where, you know, we work under the table, go through the back door, and it relies on who you know.And, you know, just have them help you out, you know, save a lot of time.
澳門文化又開始變，沒有那麼社王制度，是不是？以前是社王，就是，就是打卡就不用上班，吃飯的時候打卡走人，一整早就喝咖啡，是不是？
Macau's changing some. It used to be, you know, you just go and put your name card in and then go to have coffee all morning and then, after coffee, you go and punch out for lunch, you know, it's changing a little bit.
在这样的环境怎样做得对，站得正，做得正。
And in a society like this, how can you do what's right?
国内还厉害，是不是？ How about in China? 澳门很多东西，就是都有些廉洁，但是国内呢，又还是有很多即是你要申请任何一样嘢呢，第一时间醒啲先啊！你唔醒就唔使谂。
You know, in China, still, you know, you give them a bribe first. You know, pay a little money off the top. You know, you can get it done.
啊，要申请乜嘢乜嘢乜嘢，你唔俾嗰个查钱咧，就唔使谂。三四年都冇嘢啊，冇结果，你张纸永远摆底喎。
You know, if you don't give that little tip, you know, maybe your paper will always be put on the bottom of the pile and you'll wait for 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years.
你醒啲就好快搞掂。於是個都話：喂，你識做啦，搞掂啦，係咪？拍冷槓。
And everyone goes, hey, you know how to handle the situation, come on, let's do it.
你做唔做？
我記得球叔嗰陣時申請個仔落嚟咧，等咗幾耐啊？球叔三年。
He had, when he was applying for his son to come out of China, had this situation. It was over 6 months waiting.
Many people say, hey, just give the money, you know. And he said, no, I'm not going to give the money. Just trust in God. And God worked it out.
Same everywhere. 嗱，我哋嘅圣经咧，保罗又做一样嘢，有啲人唔中意嘅。保罗咧，应讲就讲，唔应讲就唔讲。
And Paul, he did something else. The Bible, some people don't like. He would speak the truth. He would say what he's supposed to say, and what he's not going to say, he wouldn't say.
所以你看第三節，帖撒羅尼迦第三節。
Look at verse 3 in chapter 2.
我們的勸勉不是出於錯誤，不是出於污穢，也不是用詭詐。我要有動機準確的人吧。
We need to have integrity in our motives.
保罗在这里他讲到他所做的所有的劝勉不是出于错误污秽和诡诈。
Paul is stressing that everything that he did, it was not out of bad motives.
有人控告保罗他传福音有企图，企图多数呢就要得着数，是不是？
Some people were accusing Paul ofworking out of ulterior motives. And usually when you have an ulterior motive, it's because you want to get something back from it, right?
如果有企图的人，你要对他小心。
There are people around that have ulterior motives. You need to be careful.
澳门很多有企图的人， 因為住在一個賭徒社會的地方。
There are a lot of people with ulterior motives in Macau because this is a gambling city, right?
所以很多賭徒就輸了錢的，跟住嚟同你講做一個故事，哇，講得好漂亮，哎呀，我老豆醫院，哎呀，我仔女又就嚟病死，癌症冇錢醫啊，哎呀，冇錢交學費啊，成個月都冇食過飯啊，真係可憐啊。
You know, and so many people come up with these great stories, you know, oh, you know, because they lost all their money in the casino. Oh, my father's in the hospital, he's dying. My children's got cancer, and I don't have money to pay the doctor, and can't pay the school fee, and we haven't eaten in a month because we just don't have any money, you know?
你有沒有聽過這些這樣的故事?
Have you heard any of these stories?
Yes.
Yeah, 時時都有，是不是? 即是賭徒呢，就編這些故事呢，就是我們說，即是演戲最好呢，就是賭徒，自編、自演、自作。
And gamblers, you know, they're the best actors. They can write their own script, they can play it out, and they can direct it so well.
即是完全是看不出的哦，有企圖。
And, you know, so often you can't even tell, they have ulterior motives.
所以我們要小心。我們都很多人是有企圖的哦，要真的很小心，有些人有不良的動機跟你說一些東西的。
There's so many people who have ulterior motives and come and approach you. You need to be careful.
因為在這個鬼詐這個字是有一個特別的意思。
In the King James it says guile, and this word guile has an idea of baiting the hook.
個鬼詐呢，就是好像有個做個魚雷，就勾當你，引誘你去做一些你不想做的。
And so baiting the hook, you know, to trap you into like a salesman to force you to do something, you know, that you didn't want to do.
咁啊，如果係要有企圖要圈套你，要你做一啲嘅嘢，我唔知你有冇試過經歷過呢啲咁嘅行為。
有人試過向你買保險啊 ？Have you ever had somebody come and try and sell you insurance？
即係保險啊，啲人咧講得好好噶，話喂你好咯，即係俾。They don't see any journal,
you know, insurance salesmen, they're so great, you know, they get you caught into this insurance trap, you know, it's so wonderful.
咁我唔係講保險好唔好，但係多數咧保險商人咧，即係點樣講咧，係唔係為你好，係為佢自己好嘛？佢想賺多啲錢。
Now, I'm not wanting to say anything good or bad about insurance, but when an insurance salesman wants to sell you insurance, you have to be sure he's more interested in making the sale and getting his money than he is actually in your welfare.
但係澳門好多嘅一啲嘅，我哋要小心嘅。有啲人有企圖做嘅，嗰啲直銷嘅係咪？直銷公司有冇見過？有冇人同你推銷啲嘢
？Have you ever been approached by these pyramid salesmen？
澳門好多個即係 Amway 啊，冇咁犀利，但係有健康茶，有健康涼品啊，有乜嘢食物咧？你食咗之後，即係好多一定對你好嘅。
You know, Amway's not that bad, but there's all these other products, you know, that, you know, good healthy tea or other healthy things, you know, you buy this, it'll make you healthy, you know.
你在外面買不到，跟住叫你來聽啊，你聽了覺得好好。You know, you can't buy it out in the normal shop, so they say, come and listen to our sales pitch, and you come and you listen. 跟住你覺得，哇，真是正啊，我是怎試。
And you say, well, this is wonderful, I want to try it.佢話好，你俾$10,000買批貨翻嚟先，我俾你試啊。And they say, oh, give us $10,000 and buy a bunch of our products, and then you can try it.
係咪？好多人係中計嘅，跟住係成身冇錢喎，因為俾咗幾萬蚊人哋嘅，係咪
？So many people get caught and trapped, paying $10,000, $20,000.
有好多老人家咧，去嗰啲嘅直銷嗰啲咩嗰啲鋪頭咧，就叫佢吸引佢，喂你嚟啊！免費米派啊，有豉油啊，嚟試啊，入嚟聽講座。
How about the elderly people that get trapped into this? You know, the people say, "Come to our sales talk. You know, and it will give you free soy sauce and rice." And all the elderly people go and they sit there and listen.
聽啊！跟住叫佢買佢啲貨品。好多長者咧，因為咁就貪嗰啲豉油，貪啲米，
跟住要俾好多錢嚟買個貨品。And so many elderly people, they go because they want to see out the soy sauce and rice. they end up losing a lot of money.
保罗传福音系咪咁嘅？
Is that the way that Paul preached the gospel? 唔系，保罗系真心真意为咗福音嚟传。Paul was preaching the gospel out of a true heart. 佢唔系有祈祷，系真心。He didn't have ulterior motives. It was true from the heart. 弟兄姊妹，我哋传福音冇祈祷嘅时候，冇不良动机，是就是，不是就不是。When we preach the gospel because it's true without ulterior motives, we have to say the truth.
有啲人咧中意咧听福音咧，听啲。神爱你啊，神关心你啦、啊，啊，你可以得噶，你掂嘅，你有信心啊，向前走，会永远好嘅。
You know, some people like to hear the message that you know God loves you, God cares for you, you know everything's going to be okay, you know you just you know you've got a bright future ahead of you.
於是有啲人就传福音就系讲正面嘅，就系讲好嘅。就鼓励你一定要叻嘅，你系掂嘅，你得噶啦，你会成功，一定好嘅。
And some people just like to hear, you know, that it's positive and everything's so positive, you know, and it's good and, you know, you must be great, you know, you're going to be okay.
讲到信耶稣唔使讲，宗教都系导人向善。你信唔紧要，你神系有爱心嘅，一定你系好人，你良善，神一定接纳你，你就正面就得噶啦。
And so talk about believing in Jesus, well, you don't have to say that, you know. All the religions lead to God, you know, whatever you believe is okay. Just be true in your heart and be good, you know, and you'll be okay. God will accept you.
如果咁样传福音呢，得唔得？
Is it okay to preach the gospel like that?
No.
No?
如果讲到呢，有罪，做错要悔改。哇，我唔中意听哦。
If I talk about sin, you committed a sin, and I have to repent,
I don't want to hear that. 我边有错嘅？你咁样踩我，你话我唔好啊！我唔再翻嗰间教会啊！
You say I've got a problem. You saying I'm no good. You're putting me down. I don't want to go to that church anymore. 圣经话咧，只有一个神，神同埋人之间只有一个中保，就系耶稣。
The Bible said there's only one God and there's only one mediator between God and man, and that's Jesus Christ. 耶稣话：我系道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，冇人到父那里去。
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Unless a man comes through me, you cannot go to the Father.
牧师，你太专制，你咁样讲。
And then other people say, Pastor, that's too narrow.
圣经怎么讲？
What does the Bible say?
是就是，不是就不是，对就对，唔啱就唔啱。
Right is right, wrong is wrong. Yes is yes and no is no.
所以如果保罗咧，佢系出于错误、出于污秽、出于诡诈、不良动机，佢可以讲得系好漂亮，好多人听佢讲嘅。
You know, Paul could have spoken, you know, out of guile, out of uncleanness and wrong, and he could have made the gospel sound so attractive.
你令到福音好好漂亮，好多人嚟。如果我哋改一改少少啊，个个都好舒服。哇，嚟嗰度听好舒服，我好中意听，好舒服。我唔需要改变，我唔需要应付，我唔需要对解决自己嘅错误，不过我舒服啊嘛。
You know, so we can preach the gospel, it makes everyone feel so good, you know, it makes us so happy and enjoyable, and I don't have to change, I don't have to deal with my problems, I just come and I get feel good.
如果我咁样讲福音呢，我肯定教会坐满晒人。
If I preach the gospel like that, I can guarantee you the church would be full of people.
但当我哋传一个福音，你要认罪悔改，你要让神喺你生命影响你，你有啲嘅问题，你要肯去负责任。
But when we preach the gospel that you have to repent of sins, you have to let God change you, and there's some things in your life that you have to deal with and take responsibility for,
哇，我唔想啊，牧师，我唔想负责任，我唔想改变，我唔想悔改。
Some people say, Pastor, I don't want to take responsibility. I don't want to change.
是不是？福音，我们不可以不讲真理。
The gospel, we must teach the truth.
Look at verse 4. 但神既然嚴重了我們，把福音托付我們，我們就照樣講，不是要討人喜歡，乃是要討那察驗我們的心的神喜歡。
It's a beautiful verse that we don't be man pleasers but God pleasers.
保羅呢，佢係一切所做嘅係為得神喜悅。
Paul had his life goal to just be pleasing to God.
讨人喜欢呢，是很辛苦。做一个事事为别人的要求，做到别人喜欢的事，这样的人是很辛苦。
You know, to be a man pleaser, to always be doing what the other person expects of you, is very difficult.
很多人过一生一世，是要满足别人的要求，满足别人的期望。
So many people go through life just trying to please the expectations that other people put upon them.
你没办法满足你父母的期望。
You can never fulfill your parents' expectations.
你没办法满足你老师的期望。
You can never fulfill fully your teacher's expectations.
你没办法做到你身边所有人对你的期望是想着点。
You can never do what everybody around you expects you to do.
你只可以做自己。
You can only be yourself.
我们很辛苦，因为我事事这个人想着我要这样，将这个要求给我，那个人想我这样，要求我这样，我就在这个人就觉得很辛苦，因为你要我这样，你要我这样，我要这样，但我里面是这样。
We get so messed out, bent out of shape because he's asking me to be like this, he expects me to act this way, and they want me to do this, and inside I can't do it, but I'm just trying to put on this please everybody, and it's tearing me apart.
有没有经历过？是辛苦的，是辛苦的。It's so hard. 保罗呢，就是要做一个得神喜悦的人。
Paul was just a God pleaser.
他就说，我不理别人的期望点，我就要做自己，是要做神要我做的事。
Paul would say, I don't care what other people expect me to do, I'm going to be myself, I'm going to do what God wants me to do.
你做到神要你做嘅嘢系好容易嘅，好舒服，因为神知道你嘅一切嘅嘢。
To do what God expects you to do is so easy because God knows you.
神系创造你 ，God created you. 神系知道你里边系点样 ，God knows what's inside of you. 神认识你多过你自己认识自己 ，and God knows you more than you know yourself. 所以神给你的要求就要你做回他创造你做那个人。
And so what does God want you to do? He wants you to be the person He created you to be.
神创造你要做怎样的人，神就要你做回那个人。
And so what did God create you to be? That's what God wants you to be.
做自己是容易的。
To be yourself is easy.
是做到别人的要求，那个人是很难。
To be what other people expect you to be, that is difficult.
神爱你，神想你爱他，真心爱他，经历他的爱。
You know, God loves you, and He wants you to love Him and experience His love.
如果我说，我一生，我所做的一切就是满足神，就是经历祂的爱和爱祂已经足够。
If I say in my life, if all I want to experience is to love God and be loved of God,
That's enough. 是吗？但是很多人说要点点点点点，哇，我达到他的要求，达到他的身，很辛苦。
So many people want you to be this and that and that, and to try and fulfill their expectations is so difficult.
有神在你生命的时候，我们可以做到神想我们做的事。
With God in our heart, we can do what God wants us to be, what He wants us to do.
哥罗西书三章廿三节
，Look in Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 and 24,
二十三节同埋二十四节。哥罗西书系啱啱前一两页，帖撒罗尼迦前一两页。
Just turn over one page and you see Colossians.
无论做什么，要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因为我们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
我好喜欢这个经文。I love this verse。
无论做乜嘢，从心里边做，系做俾神。
No matter what you do.Do it from your heart. Do it for God.
神是会奖赏你。God will reward you. 这个是一个很好的目标。
It's a great goal to have.
一个正直的人是做到神要我做的事。
A person with integrity is a person that does what God asks you to do.
是吗？不是很难。睇翻《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章，我哋差唔多完。我哋言语干净嘅。
We're almost finished. We're just going to briefly look at being a person integrity in our speech in verse 5 and 6.
第五节，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五节话：因为我们从来没有用过艳美的话，这是你们知道；也没有藏着贪心，这是神可作见证的。
这个经文呢，如果是新译本讲到艳美的话呢，就是讲奉承呀。In flattery. Some of the newer versions say flattery. I don't know what your version says in English. Flattery.
如果我们做言语干净的人呢，即是说我们讲出来讲出口的说话呢，就是真心。
If we're being a person with integrity in our speech, what we say is what we mean.
你有没有试过呢？有人是奉承你。
Have you ever experienced somebody flattering you?
他就在你背脊里拍赞你，喂，你好嘢，你好劲啊，你讲好多嘢。我都唔系好识你，你点解讲咁多嘢？
Have you ever had somebody come up to you and they pat you on the back and they start praising you and all this stuff, you know, and going on and on about how wonderful you are, and you say, wait, I don't even know you. Where do you get all this stuff?
当他这样做的时候，你知道他有原因，是吗？
And when they start doing that, you know that there's a reason for it.
我试过有些人这样做，我心里面又不知道怎么认他，觉得哇，讲这些这么夸张又不是哦。又觉得空空的，又觉得又不知道怎么说的，就不是舒服的。
And when somebody does that to me, it's like they're going on and you say, what's going on? I mean, it leaves you feeling empty and you don't know what's going on and you don't know how to respond.
如果一个人真诚来赞你，说，哇，你做得好啊，我欣赏你刚才那个唱歌唱得好听，或者你刚才是做那个动作是很有爱心，那你觉得是是就是咧，就感受到。但系讲到好多好龙凤嘅，好多唔知乜嘢，我觉得好唔知点讲啊嘛吓。你明唔明个分别
？When somebody really praises you, when you did something that's practical, and they come up behind you and say, "Oh, I thank you, sang that song so well. Oh, thank you for that." Or they saw that you did something and they praise you for something you really did. Then it's different than they're just going out and praising you for stuff that's just flowery and you don't know how to respond to it.
Hi.你知唔知我讲乜？有冇呢个经历啊
？Have you ever experienced it？
有经历系咪？有啲人有啲后生 後生啲未有，因為未有嗰、那個可能未有啲人想即係利用你，即係達到佢嘅目標啊。
If you haven't experienced it, maybe it's because you haven't had somebody that wants to use you to get to their for their purpose.
奉承人咧係空虛嘅，冇意義嘅。神唔要我哋做一個奉承人嘅人。
To flatter other people is worthless. It's empty. God doesn't want us to be that way.
因為奉承人只係有個原因係要得到自己嘅利益。
Because to flatter somebody is only for my personal good, my benefit.
好似保罗話，佢冇貪人嘅錢，即係佢冇做呢啲，冇奉承人係為咗得到人哋嘅錢。
And as Paul says that he didn't flatter other people with any motives. He didn't try to get other people's money. He wasn't greedy.
保罗自己双手做工系自己赚，自供自给。
And Paul was worked on his own hands, and he provided for himself.
我知道有时咧，人哋请我饮茶，佢话啊，牧师请你饮茶，佢无端端请我饮茶，我多数要小心。
I know that some people, you know, invite me to come to tea, and when somebody just out of the blues, you know, says they're going to invite me to tea, I know I have to be careful.
因為試過好多次，以為人哋真心啊，做朋友啊，請飲茶一齊傾下偈，點知唔係嘅。
Because I've experienced so many times, you know, people, you know, take you out to dinner, you know, expect they're just being a friend, you don't want to talk, and it's not that at all.
即係食大餐飯，跟住又請你呢樣，請你嗰樣，跟住咧就係成晚都唔知冇講過一樣嘢，埋單嘅時候先至講。
And then, you know, they got this big feast, you know, and they treat you all this food, and they don't say much, you know, and then at the end, when they pay the bill, then they say,
oh, 其實你得唔得閒啊？可唔可以幫我移民去美國啊？
Hey, do you have time? Can you help me immigrate to the United States?
或者啊，我嘅舅父嘅侄仔嘅朋友係英文唔掂，你可唔可以幫佢免費補習每晚三個鐘頭？
Or maybe my relative's cousin's friend's brother, you know, is not doing very good. Can you tutor him for free for 3 hours a night, every night?
即係咁樣嘅，即係試過我無數次，試過好多次。所以而家人哋話請我飲茶，我咪住先。有咩原因？你快啲開炮先！我係西人，我係直播，即係。
Now when somebody wants to take me out to dinner, I say, "Oh, what's your reason? What do you want? You know, I'm an American. You know, we get straight to the point. You know,
即係我雖然喺澳門30年，我都未慣咧，就係兜圈兜到兜個花園都唔知兜去邊度，跟住走咗之後，其實佢想點啊？
I'm still not used to after 30 years, you know, going around around in circles, you know, not knowing what they're actually asking for.
奉承人是危险，是不是？耶稣要我们坦白坦诚。
Flattery is very dangerous. Jesus wants us to be truthful and honest.
第六节最后一节也都很重要，是可以说一个总结。
The sixth verse, verse six is maybe the most important and could be the conclusion.
你们作基督徒、基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。我们作基督的使徒，没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。
We, although are apostles, have not asked for glory.
弟兄姊妹，我哋做基督徒，做正直嘅人，有骨气嘅人，骨节嘅人，我哋唔要靠自己嘅荣耀，要靠神嘅荣耀。
If you're going to be a person of integrity, of character, you need.Not to look for your own glory, but to glorify God.
保罗嘅一生一世，佢唯一嘅目标系要荣耀神，唔系为自己。
Paul's life goal was to glorify God, not to glorify himself.
十四世纪神学家 Thomas Kempis。他讲一番很有意义的说话。
In the 14th century Thomas Kempis said, "You are not a better person because you are praised. Neither are you any worse if somebody that degrades you. God knows who you are. People consider actions, but God evaluates intentions."
他说别人赞赏你不使你不会使你成为更好的人，同样人踩你呢也不会使你变一个不好的人。神知道你的本质，人看行为，神衡量人心，
是吧？
所以你不要理人家赞不赞你，拍不拍你背脊，人家怎样对你，你对得住神，你做神要你做的事，你从神得到荣耀，你是荣耀主。
So don't worry what other people think about you. Don't worry if they pat you on the back or if they punch you in the face. Just live for God and live to glorify God. And your life will glorify God and God will bless you.
是吗？做一个正直的人，按照神的说话，行得正，企得正。
To be a person of integrity, to follow the word of God, to walk straightly and to live rightly.
神一定会祝福， and God will bless you. 因为神知道你的需要，神知道你的本质。
God will bless you because he knows what you need, he knows what you are.
愿意我们可以个都好像保罗一样。
May we all be like Paul.
一起低头祈祷。Let's pray.主耶稣，我们多谢你给保罗有这样的榜样，他是一个正直的人，有骨气的人，骨折的人，气质的人。主耶稣，我们靠你帮我们可以好像他一样做正直的人，有好的动机，有干净的言语，愿意我们一切的是为了荣耀主你，不是为自己好，是为神你好。我们相信当我们荣耀耶稣你，你会将我们生命一切的事都变好的，因为你爱我们，你关心我们，你想祝福我们。所以我们多谢主，多谢你听我们祷告，靠你祝福我们当中每一个弟兄姊妹，帮助我们可以真的按照你的道理行。多谢主，奉耶稣名求。